Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy, and this is just a little bit of an update with the AO scanner. So I was just running a little scan for David, and I thought I would show you the comprehensive scan and show you how to do it if you've got one of your scanners. Yeah, so it shows up in the phone with lots of cute little pictures, but I'll show you it on the computer. So just hold on a sec.
Doesn't show up very well here, does it? The details
No.
don't come up.
So with the AO scanner, one of the big scans that I love, especially when I'm looking at stuff. So for example, with concussion and something like that, if you want to know, and I've done a couple of these in the last week, bizarrely enough. So one of them is that you want to basically see what all of the body systems are doing if you've had a concussion or a fall or an injury or a stroke or something like that. So this can give you a lot of information without the radiation from general treatment. So with our scan, you choose your person, you go to comprehensive, and then you choose custom scan. So this is David's scan. So basically, once enough time has passed from the previous scans, you can press scan. Now we've already done one for David, so it's not allowing us to do it again. You can, however, press optimize at any stage, and this is when you're trying to bring the cells back into balance. However, that's not what I want to show you at the moment. What I want to show you is what the report looks like, because the report is really cool. So normally, if you want a complete body scan, you start by saying, so once again, going to the list. So it's the sixth one down saying comprehensive. It's choosing that one. You press custom scan and then you scan first. That takes a lot of time because it goes through all the nerves, the capillaries, the venous flow, the artery flow, every body system.
How long does it take? Like 5 minutes or
Yeah,
so?
5, 10 minutes
Five,
takes quite
fifteen
a bit of
minutes.
time. And then you optimize, which takes about the same amount of time again. And then when we're trying to heal our frequencies, you can actually just keep on running that through the day, optimizing it
Using
to
music
help.
and.
No, just optimizing them.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's frequency healing from a distance. But what the report looks like is this. So for each body system, so it will point at all. So for example, this digestive one, the one in here that's a little inflamed this morning is pancreas. And so when you click on it on your computer, you'll actually be able to see exactly where that is, which is really cool. So see, it's pointing at it with a little blue line. So the gallbladder, the esophagus, the appendix, so when there's inflammation, they're in red. So what we want, and you can see before the scan, so there's two columns here. So the right column of the numbers is as it's going through your body. The left column is where it lands, because everything we're doing with the scanners, it's trying to get us back into balance. So it's trying to get your frequencies of all your cells back into balance. So before that scan, there were one, two, three, four reds in your digestive tract, and afterwards, there's no red. So there's no red here in this column on the right. There's no red here in this column on the left. So it's brought them more into balance, which is really cool. So say here with your blood cells, your neutrophils are inflamed. Neutrophils are about bacteria. Over here, your red blood cells are a little bit inflamed. So maybe you need a bit more water. Maybe there's something going on in your bloodstream that's creating a bit of
Does
inflammation.
9 mean a little bit inflamed?
Nine's the most.
Right.
So
Well, I've just had a heart attack in the last 6 weeks,
that's
so.
right. And eights and nines are things increasing inflammation in the body. Ones and twos are things that are lowering
So things
cellular
like
energy.
stress could cause that
Oh,
issue.
100%.
Okay.
100%.
So I've
In
been a
fact,
little
what?
bit, fair bit stressed lately.
But what we know is that stress causes the blood to thicken.
It
We
causes
know that.
high blood pressure, it causes increased blood sugar.
Yeah, absolutely. And your pancreas showed up before in the digestion.
Oh, is that
So,
blood sugar?
yeah. Pancreas is all about blood
So
sugar.
it's like
And here's your
I
pancreas.
measured my blood sugar the other day. What are the ranges? Is it 5.4? What is the fasting range? 3.5 to
It depends on your doctor, depends
no,
on
just saying it's 2.5 to 3.
people are stressed when it gets over nine.
Right.
Yeah.
So mine was like 5.2.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, well I know, but I was trying to keto
Yeah.
fast and I was hoping it'd be lower than that.
Oh, don't stress about that, because
Just not thinking.
you're also releasing old toxins when you're doing that.
Right, but also when you're under stress, your blood sugar goes up.
Oh, it spikes, absolutely.
So
So
and
here's
what
the
is blood?
pancreas. So this is going through all of the different parts of
We've
your
got blood sugar
pancreas.
again.
Yeah.
So what does the pancreas do?
It regulates blood sugar
Oh, really?
and it releases enzymes to help us digest our food properly.
Oh, so when I was after I got out of hospital, I had a pain right there, and it was where the pancreas
No,
was.
pancreas is over here. So across, when it's underneath the rib cage, that's often gallbladder liver.
Right. Oh,
And in
gallbladder,
fact,
that's what.
shoulder can also be gallbladder.
Right.
So, so this is the sort of cool little pictures that people get. Now here, cerebral cortex function. So this is sort of your premotor cortex, inflamed.
What's the premotor?
Premotor cortex. You were talking about that early on.
No, that's the
Prefrontal cortex.
prefrontal
Well, there.
cortex.
Oh, okay. Your prefrontal cortex is perfect. Anyway, so your premotor cortex is inflamed, and your visual association area was a bit unhappy as well. And then here's the sagittal area of the brain. So you see the red, and I think they've all been brought back in except for medulla oblongata. Now that's in that brain stem. So the brain stem is where we have our fight and flight, freeze, fawn. So how cool is this? Pretty neat, isn't it?
Right. I never saw this in scans before.
No, but I don't tend to do it a lot because it takes a long time and I have to do it after a lot of other things.
Right.
So, and then in the lungs, the capillaries are not happy. The branch of the pulmonary vein, have you, mucin
What's the
secretion?
pulmonary vein? The downward.
Yeah, so the vein going from the lungs to the toes. No, from your toes to your lungs.
Oh, right.
So
Yeah.
arteries go to your feet, veins go to your heart. Meninges, so that's the layers of the brain. Skin cross section, adrenal cross section. The adrenals aren't doing too badly.
Are they, where are they?
Your adrenals, like this is your adrenal cross section.
What's the nine?
Well, that's one little portion of it, the medulla.
And
But
what's the medulla?
and testosterone is a bit out of whack. But look, your cortisone, epinephrine, somatostatin. Now you have taken a matured bit of
Five is
hops.
good, isn't it?
You've taken a matured bit of hops extract this morning, so maybe this has balanced it out a bit. Maybe next time what we'll do, we'll run one before I give you a matured hops and then run
Definitely.
one about an hour later, just out of curiosity.
I'm being pretty healthy. I've got a pretty good diet and
Nothing does
doing.
what the matured bit of hops extracts does. Look, your little prostate though, so keep that inflammation coming down. Your thyroid cross section, not too bad. Liver detail, a couple of little bits and pieces with your liver. So this can then be emailed to a client, and then like David showed you, do you want to grab your phone again? So basically, you do get those pictures on your phone. So if you're not getting the pictures, it means it's not this scan that we're doing. So I just wanted to point out this one because it's my favorite scan in the whole thing for finding out what's really going on. So I do this if people are, say, pre-surgery, or like I had a lady on the weekend who was in, yeah, so. Yeah, it needs to be a bit closer.
It doesn't
So,
show the text. Maybe you'll get it.
no, anyway, it doesn't matter. But basically, you do get it in
You
the
can see.
phone, and you can email it, and you can email it to yourself as a practitioner as well as to the other person.
That.
Yeah, so it gives some
That's
really nice
we
little
already saw it on
pictures.
the
Yeah, but you do get those pics in the email version as well, which is good to see.
Funny the phone doesn't come up.
Oh no, it's shocking. Anyway, that'll be all that evil blue light.
Heard about
Excellent.
that.
Okay, thanks, David.
Thank you.
Okay.